This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A gunman opened fire in Oslo, killing two people and leaving 10 seriously wounded in what police are investigating as a possible terrorist attack during the Norwegian capital's annual Pride Festival. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Investigators say the suspect, identified as a 42-year-old Norwegian citizen originally from Iran, was arrested after opening fire at three locations. Police attorney Christian Hatlow says the suspect is being held on suspicion of murder, attempted murder, and terrorism. He adds, our overall assessment is that there are grounds to believe he wanted to cause grave fear in the population, and the suspect's mental health is also being investigated. Organisers of Oslo Pride have cancelled a parade that was set for Saturday as the highlight of a week-long festival. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden has signed the most sweeping gun violence bill in decades. The bipartisan compromise seemed unimaginable until a recent series of mass shootings, including the massacre of 19 students and two teachers at a Texas elementary school. The House gave final approval Friday following Senate passage Thursday, and Biden acted just before leaving Washington for two world leader summits in Europe. The legislation will toughen background checks for the youngest gun buyers, keep firearms from more domestic violence offenders, and help states put in place laws that make it easier for authorities to take weapons from people deemed to be dangerous. Most of its $13 billion cost will help bolster mental health programs and aid schools. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or you can always follow us on